Brilliance Audio presents Chaos Mode by Piers Anthony. Chapter 1. Contact. It was the strangest creature Darius had seen. "Uh-oh," he heard Colleen say. The four of them stood by the anchor, gazing out onto the world it showed, and the thing that hovered in the foreground. The world was ordinary, a gently rolling countryside, patches of flowering bushes and trees beyond. In the distance were blue-gray mountains. He had seen many realities like this, but the creature was something else. It was about the size of a calf, maybe the weight of two solid men, and roughly oval in cross-section. At the top was what looked like a stout elephant's trunk, but it connected to no elephant's head. Instead, it seemed to thicken and then condense into another trunk pointing the other way. Two or three projections sprouted from its center, moving sinuously as if snakes were poking their heads out of small tunnels. The double trunk might as well have been the snout of a dragon, ready to belch fire fore and aft. The main body was odder yet. It was covered with stubby projections and with holes. Air was being sucked into those holes and evidently blown out below because the thing was floating just above the ground. He stared but saw no sign of legs or feet, yet it did not seem to be magically levitating. Instead, the body was hovering on a cushion of air. Its base seemed to be a curtain to enclose that air, and sections rippled as gusts moved out. "Its mind is blank to me." Darius became aware of his companions. Beside him on the right stood Sekiro, the massive horse. He was their most intimate companion because of his powerful telepathy. With him, all of them seemed to speak the same language and could share feelings directly if they wished to. It was